So often being British is quite an interesting concept on its own about holding one's opinion to themselves or having a bit of privacy to hold back a little bit. But it feels like the digital era of social media has kind of changed a lot of actions or transactions that people make with other people and their languages and their attempt to express themselves. All this is really developed into a new way because social media is here. Now, what's really quite interesting was that in the program with Peaches Geldof the other night, there was a lady, well, a couple of people in the audience even did express something which was quite interesting. It just began to niggle at me and make me think that possibly the brand image of Twitter and Facebook could be quite powerful, and as powerful as it is, makes us think and feel that we are all doing what they want us to do, which is to use their social media bits and to act and behave in a certain way. And for example, something that seemed relevant was that people would be changing their relationship status on Facebook, and this was quite a key element, but maybe more for a slightly younger audience. And on Twitter, this has supposedly changed and transformed this because it's so current and up to date. So there's an almost media news element to Twitter. But the questions that started to arise were really how many people actually change their statuses in the first place? How many people actually use Twitter for the purposes of informing people on things? And are these just mainstream ideas of how people would use them? Or is it really a case that people have got these accounts and do use them in this way, but that's only 5% of the reality, which means that actually the existence of the real world where people are mixing and mingling and talking to each other still does exist. Not everybody is actually talking online. And if anything, a lot more people aren't talking online than are. It's just scraping off the surface. This could seem like quite a lot of people. And I think this has kind of really, really interested me and caught me because after that program, it has made me consider that in the past, my perception of brands and questioning them may be acceptable, but then to what extent are we actually picking apart and questioning the current brands of social media and the digital age? I think we're actually not quite at that point yet. I think the digital medium is something so new that we think everything on it is amazing and that everything on it is special and that it works in a certain way and it's either for us or it's not. But it's got a certain polished element to it. I think brands and the way that they were marketed used to have this element of this clean look. But I don't think that's the case anymore. But because that's not the case, it seems everyone's jumping on the digital bandwagon and on the social media bandwagon. So I guess I'm kind of stuck now because it seems that what most people are saying about branding, marketing, and viral marketing campaigns, the new ways to interact with social media, to be social with people, to sell your product, actually is just a fad. It doesn't mean anything, and it's just another version of hardcore marketing, just possibly delivered on a soft core level. If this is true, it's kind of changed everything that we know about what we were thinking social media was about and the digital age, really.